Democratic candidate Sharon Neuhart is accusing state senator and Republican opponent Steve Austria of plagiarism. Austria wrote a column for the Xenia Gazette on Labor Day. Neuhart's campaign became aware of the article after an Ohio political blogger posted the column and did a side-by-side analysis with a Department of Public Labor fact sheet on their website. It highlighted very similar passages, some even verbatim. Jessica Kershaw is communications director for Sharon Neuhart and says that more than 20% of Austria's column was directly lifted from the Department of Labor website.
It's really ironic that someone would write something regarding labor without doing his own work.
Brad Masco is the campaign manager for the Austria campaign. He says portions of the information on the website were referenced in his column. He notes that the fact sheet is intended for public use. Masco says the citations were inadvertently omitted by a staff member who first drafted the letter.
I guess you have to put it in perspective. The column was an apolitical column. It had nothing to do with Senator Austria's position in the state Senate or his run for Congress. The point of this column was to talk about the history of Labor Day, and you can only write September 5, 1882 in so many ways.
Masco adds that attacking a column about the history of Labor Day is a desperate act from a desperate campaign. But Neuhart spokesman Kershaw disagrees.
We believe that there really is a lack of true feeling for working families when you can't take the time to speak to working families in the Ohio 7th Congressional District. That just shows laziness on his part.
Yellow Springs resident Sharon Neuhart is hoping to beat Steve Austria from Beaver Creek in November for the open seat in Ohio's 7th District, a position formerly held by Republican Dave Hobson, a 9-term congressman. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.